You've just seen a patient with new onset chest pain. As you look at the ECG, you see those reassuring words in the computerized report. This ECG is within normal limits. Is this interpretation by the computer reassuring to you? It shouldn't be. Will the computer be at fault if its report is wrong? I'll answer that question by asking, should we be expecting the computer to think for us? And the obvious answer is no. So, are computerized ECG interpretations friend or foe? In my opinion, it all depends on how you use the computer. I used to hate the computerized report. As an attending physician, I would see residents blindly accepting what the computer said, even when it was obvious that the computer was wrong. And then I searched the literature and decided to take a deeper look at what the computer can and cannot do. And eventually, I evolved an appreciation of how the computerized ECG report can be of great assistance, at least to some providers, under certain conditions. First point, it's not the computer's fault if the computerized ECG interpretation is wrong. It is up to us, not the computer, to decide if the information we get back from the computer is valid. This is the same way we use information that we get from a computer for any other function outside of medicine. Second point, it's important to appreciate what the computer is good at and what it is not good at. Computerized systems excel at computing values. That's what computers do. As a result, computerized systems are extremely accurate in calculating rates, axis, and intervals, including the PR interval when the computer correctly recognizes P waves, QRS duration, and the QT interval corrected for rate. Computers are usually, not always, but usually reliable in recognizing sinus rhythm mechanisms and normal outpatient 12-lead ECGs. I want to emphasize my selection of the words outpatient tracings. This is because the computerized ECG report is not reliable for picking up subtle ST-T wave findings in a patient with acute symptoms. Therefore, do not rely on a computerized report that says the ECG is normal if your patient presents with new onset symptoms. If you do, then it will not be the computer's fault if and when you miss subtle acute changes, but it will be your own fault. Computerized systems do not do so well in the evaluation of abnormal tracings as they do with normal or relatively normal tracings. This is especially true when complex ECG abnormalities are present. In my experience, computerized systems are fairly good in recognizing sinus rhythms, but not good at all at identifying the rhythm when the mechanism is not sinus. Finally, computerized systems may miss pacemaker spikes, WPW, entities such as the tall R-wave in lead V1, or Brugada syndrome ECGs, and they are often programmed to overcall ST elevation due to repolarization variants, sometimes mislabeling normal variants as acute MI. Third point, not all computerized systems are the same. Systems may vary according to the brand of ECG machine and depending on when the ECG machine was bought and whether updates to the interpretation program are available. So, if you work at an institution in which there are a variety of different brand ECG machines, then the reality is that the computerized report may vary from one machine to another within your institution. But if your clinical setting only uses a single ECG machine or uses a number of similar model ECG machines, then with time, you'll find that you get a much better feel for which entities are likely to be overcalled or undercalled by the brand of ECG machine that you work with. Fourth point, and this is something I find ignored by most of the literature regarding optimal use of the computerized ECG report. How you should use or not use the computerized ECG report should depend on how experienced you are in ECG interpretation and on what your needs are. I like to divide interpreters into two groups with regard to optimal use of the computerized ECG report, those being expert interpreters and non-expert interpreters, with my definition for qualifying as an expert being that you have interpreted literally thousands of tracings under all sorts of clinical circumstances with detailed feedback about what happened to the patients whose ECGs you read. By this definition, most clinicians do not qualify as an expert, even though they may be an excellent practitioner who may be very good at reading ECGs. My reason for strictness in applying this definition for what I call an expert is as follows. The principal benefit for an expert interpreter from using the computerized ECG report is to save time. In my opinion, it is simply not possible for a computer to improve upon the interpretation of an expert who is tasked with reading a single ECG of the patient in front of them. But when a cardiologist or other expert is given a stack of 20 or 30 tracings to read in a minimum of time, the computerized report can be a lifesaver. After I gained familiarity with specifics of the system used at my institution, the computerized report literally tripled my speed for interpretation because I no longer needed to calculate rate, intervals, or axis, since the computer instantly provides legible and accurate printout of these values. If the computer says normal ECG, it may literally take no more than 2 to 3 seconds for an experienced interpreter to complete a quick overview scan of the tracing, and then to sign their name to the report. And although the computer will not be better than an expert for interpreting a single tracing when the patient is right there, the computerized report may help to prevent the expert in a hurry from overlooking ECG findings when that expert is having to read a stack of tracings in minimum time. In contrast, the non-expert is not concerned with saving time, because in general, the number of tracings that they have to interpret in any given day will be limited. Instead, the major benefit of computerized systems for the non-expert is that it provides a backup opinion. That is, the computer may suggest findings not initially thought of by a non-expert. This is the same principle whereby two novice students or junior house officers can greatly improve their ability at clinical problem solving when they get to discuss a case with a colleague. This makes them reason out their findings and justify their opinion to their colleague, which makes for a more targeted and accurate interpretation. In the same way, non-expert interpreters can review each computer statement for accuracy. This can be educational when computer suggestions are valid, and it may also serve to boost confidence when computer analysis agrees with the clinician's interpretation. So, how then to use the computerized report? The key for the non-expert is to cover up the computer report until after you have made your own independent interpretation. I can't overemphasize this point. You just don't want to bias your interpretation based on what the computer says. But after you have thought through your interpretation, checking your assessment with what the computer says may suggest findings not initially thought of, as well as forcing you to relook at any questionable findings. This increases accuracy. For the expert charged with reading a stack of tracings, feel free to review the computer report either before or after you have looked at the ECG. Minimize time devoted to determination of heart rate, intervals, and axis, since the computer is very accurate for these parameters. Consider more careful evaluation if the computer calls the rhythm anything but sinus. Optimal speed for interpreting a stack of tracings is attained by a quick overview of the tracing while you review the computer report. With practice and familiarity with the computerized system in your institution, normal ECGs should literally take the expert no more than 2 to 3 seconds to complete. Final caveat for any interpreter. If you disagree with one or more computer statements, cross these out, or at least modify incorrect statements. The computer reading is a part of the medical record, so incorrect statements should not stand unmarked. In summary, I believe the computerized report is a friend, as long as you are aware of what the computer can and cannot do. But in the event that the computer interpretation is not correct, this is not the fault of the computer, but rather the fault of the clinician who accepted the computer interpretation without careful independent analysis.